is the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be podsmacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
I am good. We are ready to go live on Facebook, on Instagram, and then eventually on the Liberty One TV. So come on. And then a bit. All right. We are officially live, actually. Now, this is going to sound kind of weird because normally you're used to hearing my my little introduction for my podcast. This is episode number 183.
Yep.
183 podcasts.
That's a lot.
Unreal, dude.
That's a lot. You're about to pass me.
Oh, really?
I've been doing it for 2 years, yeah.
Shut your mouth!
No, I'm not even kidding. You're going to pass
me. You're a slacker. A millennial slacker.
Yeah, I'm the typical. That's why we need the immigrants. Because who's going to do the work, right? Who's going to pump out 183 podcasts in 2017 if we do not have the immigrants?
Dylan Perennis joins me, and Dylan is a, I like to call you a wunderkind, if you don't mind me saying you're a wunderkind. But also, you taught me a lot about all of this crap, all of this new media stuff.
Well,
I think I learned pretty quickly for an old guy.
You did. Well, it's right? Funny because it's like you taught me how to do it. You know, you taught me how to, you know, talk and just be on the air in general. And then we transitioned over to that. So it's kind of like the two worlds colliding.
It's pretty cool. It really is. It really is. It's something else. Anyway, this is number 183 of the podcast. Dylan, one of the things you do better than I is Instagram. You own Instagram. You're seen by 200,000 followers.
200,000 followers. I get around 8 million impressions a week. Insane.
Well, a lot of that has to do with the fact that you're 21 and you do those
memes,
naked shirtless photos.
Oh, yeah.
In front of your bathroom mirror.
Yeah, no, I take a lot of naked bathroom selfies. As you can see, I've been hitting the gym a lot, you know, you can tell. So getting my P90X going. And I go stand there, just take pictures, and it works miracles.
Gotcha. Before we get into the news of the day, there's much to get into. Dude, I haven't had you in the studio in a long time.
Yeah.
We got to deal with Vegas. We got to deal with, you know, just the latest stuff from Trump and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What's new with you? And if for those of you who don't know Dylan Perennis, tell us what you're all about and how did you, you know, get into this thing?
Well, I am all about the social media marketing. I have been doing podcasting since about 2015. I launched my podcast and I started it as the Perennis Perspective Show. And since it's kind of evolved into the Two Savage for Democrats podcast, but I do Instagram, I do YouTube, I do Facebook, I do all that. If you want to check me out, my Instagram is 2_savage_4_democrats. You can check me on YouTube at Dylan's Daily Show. Just hit 10,000 subscribers on there, so that's pretty cool. Pretty big.
I saw that, actually. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then 2 Savage for Democrats on YouTube as well if you want to check out the podcast. But
one of the interesting things, I'm a broadcaster.
Yeah.
You are a podcaster. You've never been, I mean, you did a radio show on a local radio station. You rented some time, but you have become a new media celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's pretty amazing. How did you start this, Dylan? And before we get into the days of events, how did you start this, and why did you start it? And what have you learned since you started?
Well, I actually started, I always used to watch YouTubers, and I really enjoyed what they did. I thought it was like...
And they've been doing that forever.
Yeah, there's been YouTubers forever. And so what I did was I started my own YouTube channel in like 2009. I started making gaming videos, and they were just...
When you were like 12.
Oh, yeah, no, it was poor quality. I had like a webcam. I had like a Logitech webcam up to my TV screen. I was playing Call of Duty. It was terrible.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's well, no. This is one of the together. Old Logitechs where it's lagging all the time. And then I... Then in about 2012, I made political videos.
Nice.
And then in 2015 of this year is when I really started going with everything. 2015 of this year. What am I talking about? 2015 of 2015.
Yeah.
I started and I've just been doing Instagram and I made that account in 2014 and just been posting memes and everything. And eventually it took off and started monetizing it. And I started using YouTube, started getting a podcast going and all of that. And it really took off from there. But what got me interested is just I wanted to do radio, but I saw that radio was dying.
Oh.
And so I didn't want to jump into it as a career at my age because I feel like it won't last my lifetime. So I was like, this podcasting market's pretty ripe. So I jumped in there and started podcasting. And I think I got it early, which is good. I jumped in on it early.
Well, and I've been talking to a number of people actually about radio. And I know some, I've been in the business long enough that I know some big names in broadcasting.
Yeah.
And there are some gigantic AM signals, WLS, WBAP, KHOW, WTMJ, all of these AM signals. And there's nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with them. A lot of people still listen to them. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying to the powers that be, let's use those signals to promote the new media, the new digital media.
Yeah.
And eventually, I don't know what's going to happen to the AMs. I mean, Dylan, come on, man. You're 21 years old. AM radio?
No. I never listened to it.
No.
The only time I listen to AM is if I happen to be listening to FM and it's out of range.
The only... Yes, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, no disrespect to it. No disrespect to the product. Let's just talk about the medium. Let's just talk about how it's delivered.
Well,
and honestly, like WML in DC, when they went from whatever the AM, so I don't even remember, I was there. They went to 105.9 FM, and I went to 105.9 FM. When I'm here, I stream. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to signals.
Yeah.
I don't listen to signals.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the signals.
Well, there's a lot of talent. Is the thing. They've got tremendous talent, but they refuse to transition over into podcasting. And I guarantee you, if they did, video podcasting, it'd be huge. No, listening is just, I don't know. There are much better products you can listen to and watch now. And it makes a huge difference.
I was going to, when you are in your studio, do you have an Alexa?
I do not have an Alexa.
Alexa, if I say, Alexa, play the Rob Carson Show, she'll play it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Is yours there?
My Alexa?
Let's find out.
All right, let's see. Okay.
Let's find out if you're on Alexa.
Okay, let's see if I'm on Alexa. We're going to test it right here. Hold on. See if I'm part of this Alexa movement.
Hold on. Okay. Alexa, you don't have an Alexa?
No, I do not have an Alexa. Is it helpful?
You are so behind the times.
I'm so behind the times.
I am such a 50-year-old man who's so ahead of you.
Yeah.
Technologically.
Oh, look at it turning on there. It's pretty sick. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm probably not on there. It's going to be embarrassing.
I can't believe you don't have an Alexa. It's kind of cool, man.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I should get one.
You know what it does?
You talk to it.
Yeah, and you tell Alexa, Alexa, play me whatever, play whatever radio station.
Yeah.
And it immediately streams whatever. Mm-hmm. And so when I say Alexa, don't say her name.
There we go. Be quiet.
Because she will respond.
She will respond.
A-L-X-E-X-A. Or A-L-E-X-A. Don't say her name because she will immediately respond. It's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. See if she'll play the Too Savage for Democrats podcast.
Well, listen. Let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this?
Watch this, dude. Can't believe this. Hello, Alexa. Alexa, play the Too Savage for Democrats podcast.
I can't read Kindle books yet on this device.
Oh, come on.
Hold on. What else? What else is it?
Dylan's Daily Show.
Alexa, play Dylan's Daily Show.
I could not find a program named Dylan's Daily Show.
Oh,
Alexa hates me.
Hold on.
What is this?
Hold on. Alexa, play the Rob Carson Show podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Rob Carson Show.
What the hell?
Here it is from TuneIn.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
Woo! There you go. There you go. I just...
Alexa, stop.
He'll stop if you just...
Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop.
She doesn't want to stop.
Well, she really likes my show.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. Still going.
Hold on. Alexa, stop.
Gotta yell at her. I can't believe she couldn't find my show.
We've got kind of an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
To yell at her.
Sometimes equal rights, equal left.
But no, you know what? It is really cool. The digital assistant thing is fantastic. You can ask her what temperature it is, what the what the weather's going to be like. Why does my wife sleep in a separate bedroom?
Yeah.
There are just several. But it is kind of cool. You're going to be there, dude. I don't know why you're not on there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Where do you distribute your audio podcast?
YouTube.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't expand. Yeah. I have my website, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm on iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Google Plus, Google Play.
SoundCloud. I am on SoundCloud.
I am actually, I think I'm also on your toaster. If you, if you go in and talk to your toaster, it'll say, you'll say, play the Rob Carson. It'll make your toast and play my show.
Yeah. Which is the coolest part of the whole thing. I do it every morning. To try it.
Anyway. But the new media is pretty remarkable. And we can right now create networks and broadcast as, you know, when I started, dude, I had to have an FCC license. I started on a radio show. And now you, who've never, you've done some terrestrial radio because you've bought time on a radio station, but you have become a rock star on Instagram and on YouTube without ever having to work at a radio station and deal with cheesy salespeople and all that crap. That's got to be kind of wild.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, I've done the radio thing. I mean, it wasn't really productive for me. I wasn't really gaining anything from it. You know, I was gaining much more from the
just experience.
Yeah. I mean,
just
experience is the thing. Yeah.
Experience. Yeah. It is. The new media is pretty crazy. Pretty crazy stuff. Yeah. Let's get into the day's events, Dylan.
All right.
Mike Pence walked out of the Colts game today.
Yes, he did.
Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that. And I also heard that Trump instructed him to do so.
What?
Trump tweeted was like, I told him to walk out if it happened. I'm very proud.
It's nice, actually.
Very proud of him for walking out. Big league showing.
What did you think about Pence leaving the game?
I mean, again, it doesn't really, it's one of those things where, what do you expect to happen? Like, I knew if someone disrespected the flag, Pence wasn't going to sit there and take it. Gotcha. You know what I mean? So he left. It's not really surprising to me. It's news just because it's, you know, it's news because the right can take advantage of it. Be like, well, the vice president doesn't want to even stand there.
Whoa. You sound kind of like not in the, you know, you don't have your marching orders to support the kneeling during, you know, to be offended by the kneeling during the anthem. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about it? I want to know.
Well, okay, so I feel like people have the right to kneel during the anthem. I don't think it's very respectful to do so because I think it disrespects. I think you're attacking the wrong people.
Okay.
You're disrespecting the flag, and you're disrespecting the people who fight to defend our freedom. You're not disrespecting Trump. Trump is winning from this. Even though I don't think it was smart for him to attack the NFL, he's winning from this because it's the culture war, and he's winning the culture war. But if you want to kneel during the national anthem, that's your right. I don't think it's respectful. I think it's completely disrespectful. But, I mean, these are just, like, low IQ NFL players, and...
It's not your right.
No,
it's not your right. As an NFL player, it is not your right to kneel. You do not have the right to do it. You have the ability to do it. And the reason why you have the ability to do it is because Roger Goodell says you can do it. You do not have the right, Dylan. If you work at Best Buy, you have to wear a blue shirt. Mm-hmm. If you decide you're going to wear a black shirt, they will say go change your shirt or you're fired. Mm-hmm. You do not have First Amendment rights at work. It's bullcrap. It's bullcrap. That's why the NBA has said, you stand, you put your hand on your heart, you do what they say. So it is not your right. And this is the thing that really pisses me off. And Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, said that today that he was offended that people would be mad at NFL players for protesting. It's not your right. You don't have the right. You have the ability.
Yeah.
At work, you do not have the right. At Subway, you wear a visor. If you don't wear your visor, you don't work at Subway. If you work at Walmart, you wear the blue vest. If you don't wear the blue vest, you're out. Same thing with the NFL. This is bullshit. If they wanted to do some sort of protest, they could do it outside of the game. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, my whole thing is like if they haven't made a rule about it in the NFL, technically you have the right.
They have.
What do they say?
You're supposed to stand. You're supposed to put your helmet in your left hand, and you're supposed to stand at attention with the flag.
Yeah, but they don't do it.
I know.
They don't enforce it.
Thank you.
Therefore, they're being given the right to do that.
No. They're not given the right. They're giving the ability. They are given the ability to do it. They're not given the right.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, what I'm saying is like the right to free speech in this country extends to the ability to do that. Right? Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not necessarily making the argument that a private company should allow people to do that or that you don't have rules when you work at a private company. However, the right to free speech allows people to do that. That's what I was saying. But, like, I'm not going to say that somebody shouldn't be able to work or somebody shouldn't be able to do something just because they're expressing free speech. But I think it's the wrong way to do it. I think there's many other ways to do it. And I think, again, Trump literally got all of his opponents to kneel before him. I mean, think about how that looks. Like now a form of protesting Trump is to kneel before him. I mean, it looks terrible.
I get that, actually. I get that. I just think that the whole NFL protest is folly.
Yeah.
It is based on an untruth. It is based on an untruth.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's based on an untruth. Mm-hmm. I think that Colin Kaepernick, and I want him to get a job. I want him to get a job. And by the way, he said today, I'll work for a team. I will stand.
Yeah, if I can work for the NFL. Which is stupid, because
I will stand. Just hire me. I'll stand. I'll stand on my head if you want me to. Right?
He'll be standing
right?
I would make him do that. I'd be like a coach. I'd be like, look, you're not a good player. You're going to have to do something to impress everybody. He's not that good. He had like 1 year of being a good
NFL
quarterback.
That's the thing. And we've been trying to convince the, and I don't know dick about sports, man. But everybody who is in sports punditry says that he's not that good.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand sports pundits.
Oh God, I can't listen to sports radio. Oh, it's just
assuming.
Oh dear.
That's God. All it is. Well, I think, based on Tom Brady's performance in the last two games, I'm assuming that he'll do well this game, but I don't know how it's going to work.
But you know what? They say the same thing about political pundits.
Oh no way.
Dude, sports people go really to politicos. They do, because we all deal in statistics. We deal in
economic statistics historically.
We deal with a lot of polls and bullcrap.
I don't deal with polls. It's all fake news. All right. Unless it's pro-Trump, it's fake news. No, I'm just kidding.
I just think I can't listen to sports radio. It's just, it's overwhelming to me. It's like, it would be like listening to a Star Trek convention live podcast.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of geeks, you know. Well, he did this and he had a 3.72 ERA and who cares? I don't even know.
Yeah, no, it's stupid. I don't like it.
Anyway, but back to
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, yeah. How do you feel about him and his protest? Do you hate him? Do you want him gone? Do you want him to play again? What do you think?
I think he's racist. I think he's perpetrating a lie. I think he's trying to take advantage of a divided country, gotcha. Which he started this a while ago. The thing is like,
I don't think he's that smart.
Like Colin Kaepernick, he plays for the NFL. He's not that smart.
He's not that smart.
If you took an average poll of NFL players, it'd be like maybe 90 of IQs. You know what I mean? It's like they're not that intelligent. That's why I don't. But the thing is it's like,
yeah.
Colin Kaepernick, like him or not, when he started protesting, he was protesting for something he believed in, regardless if you agree with it or not.
Sure.
Okay. So I have respect for that. I have respect for it because he was the only one doing it. He was doing it for something he believed in. Everybody was against him at that point. But he was
and
still
by
doing
the way,
it.
Nobody noticed.
Yeah.
He had to be noticed. Somebody noticed him. He didn't want to be noticed.
Yeah.
He just was sitting down.
Yeah. So again, respect for Colin Kaepernick for actually doing it for something he believed in.
Gotcha.
However, I think these other NFL players are doing it as a form, like to protest Trump because Trump is against it. And so they're doing it to protest Trump, which I think is turning around and becoming a problem because now you've gone to disrespecting the troops. You've gone to disrespecting the flag and all the men and women who serve to defend our country on a daily basis who do, by the way, much harder things than the NFL players. Like they get paid to run into other people and catch a ball. And these are people who in Afghanistan are serving to, you know, defend our country. They're getting bombed on a daily basis. They're in gunfights with the Taliban, with ISIS, whatever it is. And we're seeing their disrespect.
We've got one of those guys right here, Aaron Michael Bono, who is a friend of mine, who is a war veteran, mm-hmm. who has struggled. I'm not going to share anything, but he's had a rough time. He saw hell. Aaron is commenting today. Says, I know one guy who's not going to take a knee for a while. And Aaron, you're a good man. I also want to say hi to Sam Kangelosi. He's the guy who does my t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My buddy Ryan. Ryan, check it out, brother. How you doing, my friend? Glad to have you hanging out. Glad to have you hanging out watching too today. I don't know. I think the whole thing has jumped the shark, Dylan.
Yeah. Well, it's become a protest to protest Trump. It's no longer about police brutality, which, by the way, the stats I like to bring up is black people are put in prison, incarcerated more than white people. It's like
because they commit more crime.
Yeah, proportionally they commit more crime. So it's absolutely fine. And then they like to say that you're more likely to be assaulted by a police officer as a white person than you are black. But see, I think the whole problem, people look at racism in a weird way. And this is something I've noticed.
Okay.
For me, it's not a white or black, it's not a race issue, it's a culture issue. You know what I mean? If you are a white person wearing a hood, walking down the street at 2 a.m. with your hands in your pockets up to a lady who's walking by herself, she is going to be just as afraid as if you were black. It doesn't matter. If you sag your pants, if you don't speak proper English, you're going to not be able to get a job. It doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're black.
Yeah.
If you, I used to live in Tennessee. All right. I have seen my fair share of white trash. They can be just as disgusting as ghetto people that are African-American or gang members who are Hispanic. It doesn't matter. And I'm not saying only Hispanics are gang members. I'm not saying that at all. But, I'm just saying that there's criminals on all sides, regardless of race. There are people who are not very well-spoken on either side. It doesn't matter about race. None of that matters. Dylan, it's a culture issue.
You go down on Troost.
Yeah.
In Casey. Okay. The lion's share of the crime committed on that street are committed by black people.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say.
You see a young black guy in a hoodie. Sorry. It's a cliche, but your chances of being assaulted or robbed by that person, if they are an African American, are much higher in that area.
Yeah, well, what I would say,
you're afraid that maybe I'm being racist. It's not racist. It's reality.
Well, it's statistically true, but I would say, you know, the reason that happens isn't because they're black. Like, you aren't inherently a criminal because you're black.
Of course not.
The problem is that if you look at these policies where the majority of black people are committing crimes, like if you look at where the black people are committing crimes, it's not in conservative areas. It's in liberal areas where liberal policies have kept them down. Education is poor, single parent households. You know, parents are never home. They can't raise their kids. Kids are taken into gangs because that feels like a family.
Dad is not home. Let's just be honest, and I'm not afraid to say this. When you're looking at in inner cities, whether it be Cincinnati or Gary, Indiana, or Chicago, or Kansas City, 70% plus of children who are African Americans are being raised by mom. That's just the way it is. It's not a cliche. It's reality. Yeah. It is reality. You're looking at an abortion rate of 60% for kids in those areas. African-American kids, 700,000 per year are aborted. If African-American children were not aborted to the tune of 700,000, the African-American community would be 50% of the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not happening.
But the problem is that now you have these people in these communities where they have no choice but to resort to crime. I mean, there's no jobs there because...
No.
I don't...
Dylan, there are a million ways to get out of it without resorting to crime. I disagree with you on that.
Well, so here's my reason for saying that. It's almost impossible to get a job in the inner city because there's no jobs because of the liberal policies, the high taxes, the regulation, and the crime. So no one wants to move in there as a job. If you look at what they did in Harlem, the way they turned Harlem around was by implementing conservative policies, lowering taxes, lowering regulation, and bringing jobs in. So I think it all starts with jobs, but also it's education. I mean, the government education is terrible. Ugh. And the liberals will do whatever they can to ensure that the African American community remains, I like to call it enslaved to the government. That's exactly what it is. I mean, they cannot escape. They have to vote Democrat because if they don't, then the Republicans are going to take away their handouts, and the Democrats want to keep them. Lyndon Johnson had a famous quote, and I'm not going to say the word, but he said, "I'll have the," when he started the Great Society.
Yep.
He said, "I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years."
Yeah.
And look what's happening. Since that, if you look at back in the 50s. The majority of African-American households were two-parent. There was not much crime in African-American communities. And since welfare began, you have seen a decline of the African-American community over time.
100%.
Yeah.
And I might also mention that there were more African-American business owners. There were more people graduating with degrees. Right now you have this mentality, not only you don't tell, or you get in trouble. What the hell is it? When you're in inner city,
you snitch.
Yeah, you
get a stitch.
You get a stitch. Thank you.
I just made that up.
You got that? No.
That's
stitches
the actual thing?
Get stitches.
Oh, okay.
Snitches get stitches. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. No.
Snitches
because
get
I don't
stitches.
Snitch, so I don't get those stitches.
There you go.
That's why I never know.
You know, you're in like an overland.
I'm actually in a gang. Overland. Not many people know that.
Are you?
I live in Lee Hood.
Do you drive around in your
in your
golf carts?
No, I bump. Yeah, I bump some serious rap music, and it's pretty insane. People fear me on these streets.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that.
I'll bet they do.
No, they do.
I'll bet they do. But snitches get stitches. There are kids who are African American kids. Now, listen, in my son's school, we live in Overland Park, Kansas. For those of you who are national, a wonderful place to send your kid to school. It really is. And my friends, my son's friends are African-American, white, Indian, Asian. It's a mix. Mm-hmm. None of them feel like if one of the black kids excels and gets a 4.0 in school, that they are an Uncle Tom. Yeah. This is my son's. I'll show you this. You can't see this. This is my son was on the homecoming court. Mm-hmm. All right. He won the homecoming king. There's a black kid mm-hmm. in Overland Park, Kansas. He's one of the homecoming court. Catholic. Will. Here's a black kid who doesn't feel shamed for being a black kid and excelling and being popular and having a 4.0.
It's honestly what it all comes back to is Peyton Manning's throwing a ball right now on the TV. That's funny.
Oh, who is it?
Peyton Manning was throwing a football. Yeah. Pretty impressed. Honestly, what it all comes down to is, God, he looks so old.
Oh,
it's insane. God. He just retired. He looks like an old man out there.
He's younger than me.
Yeah, but he's like, well, I mean, when you're an NFL player, it's like you're crippled by the time you're 40.
Yes, exactly.
What were we talking about? Honestly, what it comes down to is, again, that's part of the culture. It's not just because you're African-American, which, you know, I was actually very surprised that, you know, as a racist Trump supporter, that you allow your son to hang out with people of other races. I can't believe it. No, but honestly, it comes back to the culture
Donald
thing.
Trump's a Nazi. So my son should wear a Nazi armband to school.
Oh, 100%.
Go ahead. Sorry.
The majority of issues in this country are caused by parenting. I think 100%, not 100%, but I think, you know, 65 to 85% are caused by parenting.
Of course.
Raise your child, you parents have an obligation to put good children into the world. You know, people like beat their kids. Like, you look at these, I mean, it's just like if you look at African-American communities, no single parent households, mom's gone working all day. The kid comes home. There's no one home. He sits in the house all day. It's dark. Mom comes home with McDonald's. I mean, it's just like, and not that McDonald's is amazing. But yeah, I would be very happy if my mom came.
Although I had one of their artisan chicken sandwiches the other day. Piece of crap. I mean, just honestly insulting to food.
I have actually been getting their oatmeal a lot recently. It's really good. I thought I was being healthy, and then it has like 23 grams of sugar, and I about had a heart attack on the spot.
All right, let's move on to some other stuff. Yeah. I want to cover a lot of stuff with you.
Yeah.
The Vegas shooting. Mm-hmm. A lot of debate about whether this was, there were multiple people. I think the guy acted solo.
Yeah, he did.
I do. Ann Coulter had a comment about the media coverage with regard, and I have a theory on why the media has been so silent on investigating this guy. Here's what she has to say about it.
They seem strangely reluctant to pursue this. They've decided he's a white man. We got our story. Don't look for any other facts.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
No, but
do you think there's a conspiracy in the background here?
No, I think the media wants to say it's a white male. They decided that.
By the way, I think Ann Coulter is hot as hell.
Do you really?
Hell yeah.
Dude, her neck is.
All day.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, man.
Information might change that narrative, so they simply don't want to know. But, I mean, as I pointed out in my column this week, this is how conspiracy theories are.
I've met her. She's hot.
Rise. You've met her. You won't tell us this stuff.
Several times.
Oh, and the woman shouting, you're all
she wants me.
Going to die 45 minutes before the concert starts. Do we know it? I mean, okay, it's probably just a crazy woman, but could we find out? They've seen.
Oh, I love her. I love Ann Coulter.
I think they've been following it pretty heavily.
No, they haven't.
You know, well, here's the difference. Let's look at what the media hasn't covered, which is the church shooting in Tallahassee that happened by it was somebody on the list. I think it was someone from Sudan, one of the countries that's on the terror list. He did that church shooting. The media has been completely silent on that. They've been all over this. I mean, we know a lot about the guy. I mean, they've talked to his girlfriend. They know that he was insane.
No, they haven't investigated him.
Well, what do you think they're leaving out?
Why did he purchase 33 guns in the last year? What happened a year ago, Dylan?
Well, you have the right to do that.
What happened a year ago, Dylan?
Well, have we looked at how recently he retired? I know he's an accountant life.
No. Retire. What happened a year ago?
Maybe he just got
in October.
I don't know.
The election?
Okay, well, I mean,
you don't think that possibly, when you consider 2 months or 3 months ago, a Bernie Sanders supporter whipped into a frenzy.
Here's my
thing. The media.
I don't
murdered it. Tried to murder a bunch of Republicans. You don't think maybe as standing over a conservative concert, a country concert, that this guy might have been spurned on by the election? He might be a leftist. He may have bought 33 guns since last year. You know, think about the just the wild speculation, the wild hatred that's gone on with regard to Trump's election. Antifa, the women's march. You don't think that maybe this guy could have been a radical leftist who camped out above a concert where he thought Trump supporters were going to be? I'm just...
Well, we know he targeted a couple of other concerts as well. He thought he could escape from this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's my theory is that, yeah, he might have been a leftist, right? That could be a thing, even if he is. I think it takes a very sick person to do that. And I don't think that leftism in and of itself causes individuals to shoot people. I think it's more of a... I think it's more of a mental illness issue. I don't want to blame an ideology. You know what I mean? I don't want to blame just because he's a leftist. It has nothing to do with him supporting Bernie Sanders.
Hold on.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who hate Trump, but they're not going to go murder a bunch of people at a concert.
But let's look at Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay.
He was
mentally insane.
No. He was a leftist communist who tried to defect to Russia. Mm-hmm. That's not insane. That's left. So I think...
Well, if you look at
I think the reason why the media is avoiding this is because there's something about this guy.
Well, let's also look at how he was raised. Because if you remember, his dad was on the FBI's most wanted list.
He was a psychopath.
Escaped from prison, was arrested twice. He was raised in a single-parent household with, I think, like five brothers. It wasn't a healthy environment. I honestly do not agree... And first of all, if he's a leftist, why did he buy 33 guns? That's against the left's ideology.
I wouldn't say that.
I think it's
Hitler. Hitler was a socialist. Hitler was a leftist. Hitler was well armed, and he disarmed those around him. So I won't say that leftists are not afraid to arm themselves. You're thinking of the kind of people who are, you know, granola Prius drivers.
Yeah.
Then there's the other side of the left that is radical, shut people down from speaking. And if that doesn't work, kill them.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sure that I am sure that, you know, he was a leftist, but I don't think that's what caused him to do the mass shooting. I think it was severe mental illness.
We'll see. And listen, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just raising a point here.
Yeah. Cause I don't think anybody would, I use it for the gun argument too. Because there are a lot of I know that there are a lot of people on the right that are, you know, that have a lot of guns. I know a lot of people that have a lot of guns, but they won't kill anybody with their guns because they aren't mentally insane.
Well, yeah, of course.
And they might not like leftists. They may think leftists are garbage, but it doesn't mean they're going to go out and kill people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think
I've got guns upstairs.
Yeah, you're not going to go kill somebody.
Well, I thought about killing you actually. I brought you here to kill you. I didn't know if I told you that. I didn't want to say anything. I really want to kill you.
Yeah. But go ahead. I'm here right now.
But like the and listen, let's also the what is it? The bump stock. The that I don't care.
I don't care if you ban the bump stock. It's fine.
I don't care. I don't care. There are a million ways to make your gun automatic.
Oh, by the way, can we say that the gun he used in the shooting was actually illegally modified? Therefore, the gun law did not prevent him from doing that.
I think the bump stock is legal.
Did he use a bump stock?
Yes.
I thought he was using a fully automatic weapon.
No.
He wasn't? No.
He was using the bump stock.
I thought it was a fully...
No. And the thing is, like Chris Cuomo said, you know, you can buy the bump stock legally, but you can't use it. It's illegal if you use it. That's bullshit.
I thought it was fully automatic.
It was not. Fully automatic. And I heard my buddy Dan Bongino. Let me drop a name here. Dan Bongino is a nationally syndicated talk show host. He's on Fox all the time. Automatic. Ready? Brrr, one trigger.
Pull. Yeah.
Compression. Dozens of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Bump stock. It's fast, but it is not. It's not that. Not automatic. Automatic. So the bump stock, I don't care. Get rid of it. But there are a million other ways to make your gun automatic. And by the way, you can buy automatic weapons.
As long as they're made before 1986.
Dude, give me some right here.
Yeah.
Right on the money, 1986. You are exactly right. Let's move on to some other stuff here.
Yeah.
Let's talk. I like Carly Fiorina.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's very intelligent.
Yeah. She's not very good at business. But
like Ann Coulter, I think she's hot as hell.
You think too. Carly Fiorina's hot?
She's hot.
What is this?
Dude, I've been married for 20 years. I mean, come on, man.
Carly Fiorina.
She's hot.
I don't think she's hot. I think she's a horse, of course.
My foot is hot because I've been married 20 years. Anything is hot for me. But I think she's hot. Here she is. I like her narrative, though. Did you enjoy? I enjoy listening to her.
I'm glad she didn't win. I don't think she would have been a good president.
I don't think I am glad she didn't win. I think that she didn't win is okay. I think she'd be a great cabinet member, maybe a VP. Anyway, she's talking about Hillary Clinton, and I love the fact that she's talking about Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's book tour, which is insufferable, right?
Yeah.
They should call the book tour insufferable. They should just call the book insufferable.
Because
mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you read it? You ordered it, right?
I haven't read it.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I don't know what I'm going to do.
She is talking about Hillary Clinton's book tour.
Losers whine about the rules. That's what she's doing. She's whining about the rules. For heaven's sake.
Whining.
Now we're having a conversation about the Electoral College. Those rules have been in place for how long? Like a century or two? She knew what the rules were. Sorry, you lost.
And by the way, her husband won both times with less than 50% of the popular vote.
But the only reason Bill Clinton won in the first place is because of Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He would have lost.
Yes.
Here you go. I think if she thinks she's helping herself here, I think she's harming herself. I was very critical of Hillary Clinton based on her results. Flying is an activity, Mrs. Clinton. It's not an accomplishment.
her tenure as Secretary of State, by the way.
And yeah. So I think now that she has nothing. Failed to produce results once again and lost an election that everybody, including her, thought she was going to win, to run around the country trying to excuse it or complain about the rules, I think diminishes her even further.
I don't know how you could diminish yourself further.
You can't. She just does it herself. That's the thing. It's like nobody has to do it for her. Trump won less of the vote in Wisconsin and Michigan than Mitt Romney.
Oh.
And he won the election because nobody liked Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Nobody liked Trump either. That was the funny thing about this election is like Trump was a terrible candidate. Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate. We had two of the worst candidates to ever run for president.
I get you. But Donald Trump, toward the last 6 weeks of the campaign, said the shit that I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also you, Dylan. I was freaked out about Donald Trump being the candidate.
Mm-hmm. But I know you were. You're pretty anti-Trump.
Bannon, and Kellyanne Conway, he was saying the things that I needed to hear from him. Mm-hmm. To make me feel comfortable pulling the lever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little more from Carly Fiorina on Hillary Clinton's book tour. I love this.
If she is convinced about Russian hacking and all the rest, then go off to Chappaqua, drink your white wine,
yes.
Stay silent for 12 months, and let's see what really happened. And then you can talk. If she is...
Hillary Clinton needs to go away. As much as I'd like to think that she will go work at a Walmart in a blue vest, she will not.
No.
I just think it's distasteful. I think it's pathetic that she's still bitching about the election this far into the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that she was so taken aback by her loss. You know, because she didn't expect to lose. She thought she was entitled to the position, like her entire life.
A coronation.
Her position.
Yes.
It was hers. And so I think that she was so stunned that it maybe took her a while to write this list. Because honestly, like she said, she had not prepared a concession speech. She'd only prepared a victory speech. And Trump didn't prepare any speech. We're doing great things. We're going to win by. Thank you so much.
You're doing a very good Trump, by the way.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It's the best.
I can't do, I have not even tried. I could do like a million impersonations like Scooby-Doo, where are you? I can do Shaggy. But I cannot do Donald Trump. You are owning Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I can do Bill Clinton. Well, I don't want to do Bill Clinton. I usually leave that up to White House interns. But I but I have not done the Trump. You're doing a good job with the Trump.
No, you should try the Trump right now.
Hold on. Try it.
We are making this country so terrific. We're doing fantastic things.
We are. I can't do it.
We're doing great things.
There's no way to.
It's huge.
I can't.
We're winning all over the place in terms of nuclear.
It's really good, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been working on it for a while.
Let's talk about Donald Trump talking on Friday, meeting with military leaders in the White House and saying that, you know what, this is the calm before the storm. I have just a little montage of the media meltdown. I mean, they went nuts. They're perplexed. They are flummoxed. What the hell is Donald Trump talking about? Saying that this meeting with military members is the calm before the storm. Who is he going to blow up?
Why did he say that? It comes as officials tell CNN President Trump is prepared to decertify the Iran nuclear deal.
It's incredibly reckless. And I know we discount. I know the bar is so low, it's buried way underground. But it's incredibly reckless rhetoric to talk about the calm before the storm and to be laughing and joshing.
You could see when he said it, 3 seconds afterwards, he literally had a smile. Now, if you're talking about a storm.
I think in a crazy world, you've got to give a little crazy back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you think Kim Jong-un is not crazy?
Yeah, I think he's a little nuts.
He's insane.
I think he's a little
nuts. He has, like, diabetes. He's given himself diabetes. Yeah, they are literally afraid he's going to kill himself.
Are you saying that diabetics are all crazy?
No, I'm saying that he is...
You diabetics are maniacal warmonger geniuses. Get it.
No, but he, like, I was just saying that because it's ironic that he's a diabetic when the rest of the country's dying.
Well, you'll notice whenever he does these pressers, he's the only fat guy.
Yeah. Everyone else is sitting there like,
he's the only fat guy. Here's a little more from the media meltdown.
Of raining, you know, fire brimstone. You're not smiling. He literally winked. We have to stop trying to analyze what he says. And
he winked at the camera after he says.
He did. Well, did you hear what happened today?
What?
He tweeted a couple days ago, or I think it was yesterday. He's like, only one thing will work with North Korea. And then they asked him, they were like, what's that one thing? And he's like, we'll find out in a few days. And he just like smiled and walked away. It's so funny.
Dude, I love it. I love it. We've dealt with crazy for so many years in the world.
Yeah.
And listen, statesmanlike is very important.
Yeah.
Statesmanlike, very important. You've dealt with Stalin. Lenin, Hitler, Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, all of these people. And maybe it's time that we greeted crazy with a little.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Maybe I could do something nuts to you too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. I took the headphones off. They hurt my ears a little bit, but
why is it loud?
No. They're just like this part of my ear was hurting. So I'll put it back on if we listen to a clip.
Those are kind of funky.
Yeah.
They're kind of funky.
They're kind of bulky.
They are. I got another pair over here.
No. We're good. I'm good. But yeah, no. I think that, you know, we've tried handling North Korea with being calm. We tried it with Clinton. We tried it with Bush. We tried it with Obama. It's not working. They've just expanded their nuclear.
We sent Madeleine Albright over there with an autographed basketball from Michael Jordan.
We sent Mr. Piercing.
God Almighty,
Rodman,
Dennis Rodman
over there,
God
right?
In heaven, what a
did nothing. And so we've tried that, and I think Trump is just handling it. He's like, you know, screw it, I'm going to be mentally insane with this guy.
I think it's.
And I love how the left has been saying, like, this guy is just mentally insane. I don't know what he did. They've been saying it for years, and then Trump comes out, or since he started running, and then Trump comes out and says something, and they're like shocked. Like, if he was as mentally insane as you've been saying he is, why are you shocked that he's saying something crazy?
I think if you're going to deal with crazy, leave the people who are crazy thinking, holy shit, there's somebody crazy over there. That's what I...
Well, North Korea hasn't bombed us yet.
Well, and they won't.
No, they can't. And even if they could, I can tell you why they want to get their nuclear weapons right now. Because they have seen what we have done in Afghanistan. They have seen what we've done in Saddam Hussein. They saw what we did in Libya. And how we just overthrow regimes. And I think that Kim Jong-un is legitimately afraid of his regime being overthrown by the United States government. And he feels like the only way that we can truly defend against the United States, or that he can, is by having the ability to attack them. Because right now, we have there's nothing stopping us from attacking them. If they were to attack South Korea, if they were to attack Japan, there's nothing stopping us from attacking North Korea because they can't attack us. So there's no incentive for us not to do it. But I think that if they develop the ability to attack us, these are all preventative measures. I don't think they actually want to start a war. I think it's a preventative measure to prevent the United States from taking down the UN regime.
I think that they really don't want to F with us. Now, I also, Dylan, I mean, China's doing some great stuff. China is really, and they've shut down every North Korean enterprise in their country.
Yeah.
Okay. That's gigantic. That's huge. And I think it's a good thing. I think that finally China's getting, and look, we're not going to fight with China. Okay. We're not going to go to war with China. China, say China like Trump.
China. China. You go over to China, you see all kinds of disgusting nets out of the windows. China.
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 I gotta work on my Trump. But China's not going to F with us, dude.
No.
Because we're half of their economy.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to
And they're
do
a large
it.
Part of our economy as well.
Well, of course they are.
Because a war would be stupid.
We like cheap shit, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
One, because none of our shit's cheap because we have regulation
unions
attacks.
Unions and regulations and the whole deal.
Yeah. China's just like puts nets outside of the windows in case you want to jump out the window from the bad working conditions.
You know what I mean? I know.
Exactly. It's terrible.
It's really bad over there. Yeah. It is.
We're sitting here laughing, but it's like.
It is so hard to get good American food over there.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But we can get good Chinese food over here that's Americanized, which is the best.
You got to look around.
Have you ever had authentic Chinese food?
Uh-uh.
I went to an authentic Chinese restaurant. I was like looking for the General Tso's. They don't have it. I had to leave and go to Joywalk. Oh. It was unacceptable. They didn't have anything. I was like, this is unacceptable. There's nothing good.
Can I tell you, have you had authentic Mexican versus American Mexican?
I have had authentic Mexican.
Authentic Mexican sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like,
I like Taco Bell.
How would you like your pig, you know, kidneys?
Yeah.
We had friends in our neighborhood in D.C. We went over to an authentic Mexican meal. Oh, Jesus, God in heaven. It was the worst stuff I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it's really bad.
No seasoning. Green chilies that they roasted, no salt, no nit. It was terrible. The guy handed me a pig kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And I like eat. I'm not like Andrew Zimmer, and I won't eat like elephant penis and all that stuff. But he presented this kidney like, oh, it's glorious. It's a pig kidney. And I took one bite, and it was so god awful. I distracted him and threw it over the fence into his backyard. The dog wouldn't eat it. It was that bad. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know what authentic Chinese is like.
Yeah. It's very different than normal Chinese.
Do they actually cook the aborted female babies?
Get the dog.
Is that what you get?
I actually thought I was eating I was eating some toy poodle. It was very disgusting. No, but it's just very different. Like when you go to a Chinese restaurant in the United States, yes. You know, a normal Chinese restaurant, you can get General Tso's, you get orange chicken.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that in authentic Chinese. Like that, no, nothing like that. It's nothing like that. And it's like, yeah, I don't know.
It's like deep fried grass.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to eat there.
Yeah, there's nothing to eat.
Now, interesting comment. And I'm going to wrap things up here because I have another thing from Bill Maher that I want to share with you.
Yeah.
But your dog, do you have a dog?
I do. Okay. Three.
Well, here's the thing. I just read a study about a month ago. Your dog, the chances are that your dog would eat you if you die while you're in your house.
What are the chances?
Almost 100%. And even if you leave them food out, they would choose to eat your body when you die.
See, have you heard the same thing? Like, it's actually been proven with cats. There have been women who have like died.
Wait, cats?
Yeah.
Cats don't eat anything. No, look it up.
There have been women with their 9 cats who have died in their house, and they've died and they've lived alone. They've had cats. And the investigators have finally found the house. They've gone in, and there will literally, it'll just be like skeleton because the cats will just slowly eat them. I hate cats.
Your dog.
Why would you ever want a cat?
But I know cats.
Just, it sits there and it's so selfish and it only comes out. Yeah.
They are rotten, miserable animals.
And you never know if it's either, it's like you pet a cat and it's either just going to bite your hand off or like be happy.
But I will tell you, your dog will eat you.
Yeah, I believe it.
If you die, your dog will eat you as much as you. And you know, you're thinking, oh, look, your dog, like you're laying on the couch and the dog's licking your arm.
Yeah.
Or your foot. And it feels good, right? Mm. Dog's like, oh, you know what they're doing? They're going, this is good. When you die, I'm going to fucking eat you. I'm going to eat you.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Would you eat your dog?
If I was starving? Hell yeah.
I don't know if I could.
I would. I'd eat the dog. I'd eat my wife.
Yeah, there's a cannibalism.
I wouldn't eat my wife. I think she's a little...
There are certain parts of the human body that are poisonous that you can't eat, though.
What? Like,
yeah.
why are we descending into this?
I don't know why. I don't know what's going on.
What part is poisonous?
I don't even know.
Why do we know this, though? Why have so many homeless people disappeared near your home?
Because I'm eating them. That's all what right, happened. The Vegas right. shooter did not act alone. I ate the other shooter.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Bill Maher before we go. Bill Maher is a well-known atheist, and I think, to me, that atheism is lazy, by mm-hmm. the way. Atheism is lazy, Dylan. I know you're a Christian. I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
Atheism is lazy. It's easy to say that God doesn't exist mm-hmm. when God doesn't sit in the easy chair.
Oh, there goes my camera.
God darn it. No, don't Lord in heaven.
Yeah.
When God does not sit in your easy chair and you're not debating God sitting across from you.
Yeah.
So it is very easy to not believe in God if you're an atheist. Bill Maher is one of those people, and because he is an atheist, he feels that having faith, and my faith is guided in science, too. We won't get into that, but I know a lot of stuff. Here's what Bill Maher had to say about Republicans, thoughts and prayers after terrible incidents like what happened in Vegas. Here's what he had to say.
First of all, I'm so sick of all the reactions. I'm so sick of thoughts and prayers. First of all.
What a dickish thing to say, and what a dickish thing for his audience to respond to.
Thoughts are the opposite of prayers.
You are actually wrong, because it takes more thought to believe in intelligent design than to just say that it doesn't exist, that God doesn't exist. That's lazy.
A thought is, what should I do? A prayer is wishing on a star. Thoughts and prayers are the Republican way of saying tough shit.
Okay, that's what he had to say about it. Thoughts and prayers. And he's doing the typical thing. Whenever there is a disaster, we ask for thoughts and prayers. Mm-hmm. And thoughts and prayers is essentially take those uncomfortable, god-awful headphones. I'll get you earbuds the next time. I apologize. I'm sorry. I did put barbed wire in them.
Yeah. No, that was what it was.
So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
But as far as thoughts and prayers is keeping people in your thoughts and your prayers.
Praying for the victims, praying for the families to heal from
what the hell is wrong with that?
I don't know. But see, I think atheists are just very condescending people, because they feel like they know everything, where it's like, I think when you believe in God, there's a certain amount of like, you know, you don't know everything. You don't understand God's plan. So it's like, we're very humble in the fact that God exists and in our knowledge of God. But atheists are like, well, I know everything. So. First point. You know what I mean? It's stupid.
I agree. I think that atheists are generally people who think they know everything.
Yeah.
When there's, we know so little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you look at the universe, you look at just the eclipse that we had this summer. One of the things that I thought was interesting, I did an audio blog about it. A beach ball 300 yards away. A BB and a P that came into perfect alignment to show the BB covering the sun. To me, that says, maybe there's some intelligent design there.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some intelligent
there's
design
no
there.
Evidence that life can be created without a creator. But we don't have to get into this whole discussion on the show.
This is pretty heavy duty. Yeah. It is very heavy duty. Thanks for coming in, though.
No problem. Appreciate
it. Do anything else we need to cover?
I don't think we're good. I think
we did well. Dylan, go ahead and promote where you are.
Well, if you want to find me, my Instagram is 2_savage_4_democrats. You can find me on YouTube at Dylan's Daily Show. Okay. 2savage for Democrats on YouTube. All good stuff.
Yes, it is.
And check me out over there.
Kind of the millennial approach to things from a conservative standpoint. Sam, Mark, Dan. All you guys who check this out tonight, we do greatly appreciate it. This is, again, episode number 183 of the Carson Show podcast, available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Audio Boom, all the places where your show isn't done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
very sad.
You wish. You'll wish the show. No, I can't do it. I'm trying to do Trump.
I wish the show was over there.
I wish the show.
We can't make a deal. We couldn't make a deal.
I'm gonna work on it. It is also, as the dogs bark, dear God in heaven. It is also available on the Podcast Radio Network and also on LibertyOneTV.com. LibertyOneTV.com, if you wouldn't mind signing up, it's $10 a month, $99 a year, $1,000 if you want to be an official sponsor as a business owner. It is a hell of a deal. It is a hell of a deal. Dylan Perennis.
Thank you so much.
You rock. Talk to you guys very soon. Have a glorious evening, and we'll be back here for episode number 184.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.